and welcome to Business 300. My name is Philip Kulishov, and this is 300 Seconds About Business. We're all a busy people, so I have 5 minutes or less to get my point across. Small bits, like 5 minutes at a time, flow better than large batches. Little by little, piece by piece, without any bottlenecks or constraints making you choke, you're able to get through it. When thinking about improving your operation, everything comes to the forefront all at once. There are so many opportunities for improvement, problems to tackle, corrections that could be made. In the land of problem-solving opportunities galore, it's overwhelming to try to fix something. If you're improving one thing, by definition, you're not improving something else. So we start trying to improve many things at once. What ends up happening is many things get started, but nothing really gets finished. Our improvements are partially done without producing any results. So, when dissecting your operations to get better at delivering the value, making the parts, or providing the service, what should you focus on as you try to make things better? You can't solve everything, but it does seem that some problems are more fundamental than others, meaning that some issues are symptoms, while others are the disease. Sometimes we focus on one thing and we miss 99% of everything else. Other times we pay attention to one thing and 80% of everything else gets resolved as a byproduct. How does that happen? The Pareto principle is a rule that is known more often than applied. It suggests that 20% of our effort determines 80% of our results, the 80-20 rule. Whether in our personal efforts or business endeavors, the 80-20 rule is applicable because there are roots and there are fruits. A good root produces a good fruit. But if the root is rotten, you can be sure that the fruit will follow. Just like Jesus said, every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. So, if we know this, then why don't we always focus on the root? Well, what is more visible to us? The fruit, of course. As we see bad fruit, we focus on making it look better. We might be able to beautify one area and it might last for a little while, but if we don't get down to the core issue, even that improvement will soon rot away. What then should we focus on in our operational improvement endeavors? Where should we aim our effort? I argue that the most important thing in your operational improvement initiatives is to focus on one thing, flow. The thing to be cultivated, built up, and then protected with all your might is the flow of product and service, the flow of value. It's good if you focus on improving drawings and work specifications, but it misses almost everything else, as is the case if you give all your attention to training, or equipment sufficiency, or interdepartmental communication, or defects, or inventory shortages and surpluses. We tackle one issue and leave all the rest. We jump to another one, and the one we tackled becomes an issue again. What if every day you gave your attention to the flow of product and service? What stops your product from flowing? That one question breaks down the age-old dam of reservations, and the river of problems that has grown tame and complacent bursts through to be resolved. If we rightly focus on the flow of product as the most important uncompromising issue, then everything else is fair game to meet that end. Is it job specifications that stop flow? Let's get that fixed so it doesn't happen again. Is it a lack of communication that hinders flow? Let's get that fixed. Is it machine outage downtime that breaks flow? Fix that. Is it the lack of standards? Well, you get the point. Flow should be the essence and engine of your operational improvement initiatives. But what does that even mean? How do you measure if there is flow of product or not? How do you know if the flow is sufficient? I can't answer all the questions in just 5 minutes. Over time, perhaps. But I can tell you where to look. Thinking about flow of product and service gets you near the root of the problems like nothing else. Two obvious things to start examining to help analyze flow. One, where do you see waiting? That is, people or machines without any available product to process. And two, where do you see bottlenecks? That is, pileups of product without any available person or machine to be processed by. Get your magnifying glass labeled Y and start uncovering the issue. Why is there waiting and why are there bottlenecks? As you continue with your improvement endeavors to provide value to your customers, strive to accomplish one goal: make it flow.